This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I have an interesting story to tell about how I was prevented from exercising my so-called right to vote today. We'll get to that, but I want to talk to you about what you're interested in. And we'll start with Kurt in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Kurt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind, Kurt?
Well, I'd like to speak about family.
Okay, sure.
There's been some talk in the past couple of weeks, starting with, I believe, Alex from New Hampshire, calling about his relationship with his father. And I guess it went off into a mock tirade against you as well. And then a gentleman called in the subsequent day to talk about how his actions in cutting people off in his life have been deleterious to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to kind of give you the opposite side of the coin.
Please do.
When I was in my mid-20s, about 15, 20 years ago, I made it a point that I was never going to leave. I'm number 5 of 7 kids. And I was never going to leave one of my brothers, my sisters, or my parents' presence, or hang up the phone without saying I love you to them.
That's nice.
And I made it a point to also give my parents, you know, to tell them how I felt. You know, I would speak, you know, with somebody, and they would tell me some horror story about something that happened to them in their childhood. I would politely excuse myself and dial my phone. And whether it was my mother or my father to pick, you know, pick up, I would recap the horror story and then thank them for my trauma-free childhood.
That's great. It's nice to show appreciation.
Absolutely. But it didn't just do that. I lost my mother a week ago last Saturday.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I had several occasions in the last couple of weeks where I was able to tell her again how much I appreciated what she had done for me and how, you know. And even though I'm the only person in my family that holds my liberty viewpoint and frequently at odds in conversations where, you know, it's the entire room shouting at me. I'm used to that, holding my viewpoint.
Okay.
But I don't know if it has really yet to hit me or if I'm being more eased through the process by knowing that nothing has been left unsaid and by, you know, getting these things out there to let my parents know how I feel. Now, I would never disrespect them by just saying, oh, yeah, I agree with you. If they said something I disagreed with, I would tell them I disagreed with them and why. But I would never, ever leave without saying I love you. And it really had a huge impact on our family life. It was very uncomfortable for my brothers, and especially my father, who's a World War II veteran, you know. So, I mean, you get this, you know, who is now 84-year-old guy, rough and tough. And, I mean, even at 84, we still go up to the gun range and he shoots a .357 Magnum. I hope it doesn't skip a generation. But it was very uncomfortable to begin with for them. But they fell into it very, you know, very easily. And now my father says, I love you to me very easily. And it's a wonderful thing. It really is a wonderful thing.
That is a lovely story, Kurt.
It was the same, Kurt, it's this. I made the same commitment for my parents, and my father's dead now. But my mother, you know, my father wasn't such a big deal because we went to divorce and he wanted very badly to get my attention. And so it was much easier for him. My mother, I never withdrew my attention from, but she had never said, I love you. That wasn't, you know, how it was done. And sometimes I still find her saying, you too, or whatever. And it's hilarious. But you know, I can see that it's changed the relationship. And I think it's a practice well worth undertaking.
Absolutely. Exponential returns, like the AMP program, you know.
Very good, Kurt. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, just that everybody out there who appreciates this program, please sign up for the AMP. If you're an amper, please move up to the next level.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate the call tonight and the story at 800-259-9231. Nick, do you get along well with your parents?
Yeah, I do.
That's great.
I mean, we're not particularly touchy-feely when it comes to saying I love you and things like that, but I get along fairly well with my parents.
Does it get said? Does I love you get said?
It has been said.
But not on a regular basis.
No.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So, Mark, I didn't tell you this earlier, right? I was prevented from voting today.
I think I got the pork 411.
Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I was so shocked, I had to send out a pork 411, which is a way that the activists up here in New Hampshire, the liberty advocates, are able to reach out to one another and kind of let them know what's going on. I was blown away by this. I mean, I've been able to vote every single election that I've been here. I moved here to New Hampshire back in 2006, and I've been able to participate in the elections, no problem at all.
What did you have to re-register? Because once you haven't moved, once you're registered, you're...
Well, here's what happened. I first when I moved up here, I registered at the mailbox that I own. I registered at the UPS store, basically.
It was our understanding that you could do that legally.
I did do it. And they didn't question it. Everything seemed to be fine with that that registration. And then, no, excuse me, I think I might have actually put down my home address. But anyway, at one point I changed it to the UPS store. And then when I went and attempted to run for political office, then all of a sudden they got real questioning of my address that was on the voter registration form. And it was was based on the fact that I'd registered at the UPS store that they denied me being able to run for political office. Now, it was going to be a campaign for nobody, which is kind of a conceptual campaign. I wasn't actually going to take office, so the idea would be if you would vote for me, then you'd be voting for nobody. But they didn't want that to happen, so they kept me off the ballot. And then they sent me notice saying that, well, because you're registered at the UPS store, you're going to be removed from the voter's checklist unless you come to this meeting of the checklist supervisors and, talk to them or whatever. And the meeting happened, and I was unable to attend it. It was a Saturday morning for a half an hour. It's just kind of this obscure time when you're supposed to go and, I guess, beg or something like that. I didn't go to it. I just figured, well, they're going to take me off the list, and I'll go ahead and register again. Because in New Hampshire, you can register to vote the day of the voting. So I just figured, well, if they take me off, I'll just go and register day of, and I'll get to vote again. Because it's usually pretty simple. Usually you just go in, you show them your driver's license, you fill out a form, they let you vote. It's not hard to vote here in New Hampshire. In fact, it's so easy to vote here in New Hampshire. There are allegations that people are being sent up on buses during things like presidential elections from Massachusetts, and they participate in voting here in New Hampshire.
From what I've heard, I think there probably is some truth to that allegation, but you also have more gray issues where you have people who live in the state, they have, say, a summer home, and they live here 4 months out of the year, whereas technically they're only supposed to vote here if they live here six plus.
Is that true? I didn't even know that. I thought that you could vote here as long as you aren't voting anywhere else.
Well, I believe you are supposed to live here more than half the year. Generally, it could be assumed that if they live somewhere else, say, 8 months out of the year, they're probably voting there as well.
Nonetheless, one of the things you're supposed to swear to is that you won't be voting anywhere else. That's one of the things that they have on their application. So today I went down there, and indeed, my name had been removed from the voter rolls, as they had promised they would. And by the way, I'd like to point out that in most places, you can't just go and tell them, take me off the voters' rolls. They won't do it. You have to wait 10 years or something like that. But if there's an issue they have with you, then yeah, they'll take you off. And that's what they did. So I went and I sat down and I got the voter registration form, and the old lady filled it out. And then I signed it, all rights reserved. I always, whenever it's a government document, I always sign, I write all rights reserved above my signature. It's just something that I do. And so I submitted that, I turned it into them. And then they gave me this domicile affidavit because I claimed that I was homeless on the voter's registration form. And I'm homeless. I was kicked out of my house this morning. So I'll tell you what happened here in a moment, because they then challenged the voter's registration, and then I was blown away by what they did after that. 800-259-9231. Right to vote? Not if they decide they don't like you. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Some restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to Moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or Moldzyme.com. That's Moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from EcoDiscoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effect.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you great prices on gold and silver. You might get better prices somewhere. But I don't like your chances, and I certainly don't like the amount of time that you're going to have to do to in research to get them. Trust me, these are some of the best darn prices you're going to get on gold and silver. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can get gold and silver there. I think it's the best choice to get 20 coins. That way you save on shipping and get you the best rate. If you want to put a little bit aside every week or 2 weeks, there's a layaway number here, 877-857-9938, 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. I'm going to continue here, and, of course, we will take your calls about whatever you want. But just to tell you, I was shocked today. And it's pretty rare that that I'm shocked by some of the things that the government people do. But what happened today was that I was denied the ability to vote. I was denied the supposed right to vote. And according to the Constitution, everyone who's over 18 in New Hampshire should have an equal right to vote in any election. But apparently that doesn't apply if a quorum of the election bureaucrats decide they don't want to let you.
What if you decided not to leave?
Not to leave the building?
Yeah.
They'd probably call the cops.
Okay.
Well, then you'd get trespass charges or something like that.
Look, police officers, this is the Constitution. This is what it says. I have the right to vote.
Yeah, that didn't work yesterday when we were trying to get into a public courtroom. The police officers didn't care about the Constitution. In fact, one of them said on camera he never swore an oath to it. Now, I don't know if he was just messing around, but that's what he said.
Well, to be clear here, though, as far as them denying you the ability to vote, they probably had a pretty good idea that you did have a home in Keene.
Well, I had one, but I was homeless.
Plenty of homes that I didn't live in.
Yeah, just because I own a home doesn't mean I'm not homeless.
As a realtor, did you not have people that owned homes that did not live in them?
No, certainly you do.
Okay, happens.
And
is it possible that somebody is homeless that that in fact owns a home?
Well, what guy hasn't And what guy hasn't gotten into a little tissy with his or her significant other to where, you know, you might have been kicked on the couch instead of the bedroom? I mean, that's happened to some guys before, and I got kicked out of the house this morning, right before I went to vote. So I was homeless.
Likely you've got to come back in afterwards.
Well, I'm able to come in here and do the show, and maybe we'll make up later on, and you know I won't be homeless anymore at the end of the night tonight. I don't know, but as of the time I went to go register to vote, I was homeless, and so I had written that down. They asked me to show where I was homeless about, where I was planning on staying on the map of the different wards in the area, and so I pointed to the location in the nearby park. And, then they challenged my voter's registration, which is something that you can do in New Hampshire. If you're just standing around in the voter's area and you are a registered voter, you can just challenge anybody.
Right.
You could make a real nuisance of yourself if you wanted to.
I have actually read the posters where they tell you about the challenges and how you can do it. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that if you sign the affidavit saying you are, you swear under oath, essentially, that you do reside in that, you are eligible to vote in that jurisdiction, then that's the end of it. You
right.
vote. But
that's what I thought. And that's what I've signed those affidavits in the past. Because the last time, a month ago, for the primary, they had people that were challenging everybody that was registered to vote at the UPS store. And so they were making an issue out of people that were registered there. So they challenged me. And at that time, I filled out an affidavit, signed it, and they let me vote. So that's what I expected to happen this time because, hey, I'm willing to sign this statement that says, you better be scared. There's a penalty here. It's a penalty of perjury, and you might go to jail for a year, possibly a $2,000 fine. So I signed their little statement. I swore an oath that I was homeless, and that wasn't good enough. I thought for sure they would let, him, okay, here you go. You filled out our paperwork. Fine. Here's your form. But then the woman that was taking my registration said that, now that they filled out all the paperwork, she's going to deny me access to vote. And it was at that point that I pulled out my BlackBerry and I started clicking. And I said, well, I'm going to catch you saying this on the record. Can you please say that again? And I recorded her explaining to me that I was not going to be allowed to vote. I got her name. And then she said that it was because of a quorum of the election officials that were present had decided that they didn't feel like that I should be able to vote because they didn't feel as though that I was actually homeless. So it didn't matter that I had signed an affidavit. It didn't matter that I had sworn that I was homeless. They just It was up to their feelings as to whether or not I could vote. And I got them saying that on camera. And I got all their names as though it's going to do anything, as though I can take that somewhere and do something with it. I wouldn't even know where to go to do anything. And we all know that they'll cover for themselves and that they'll back each other up and that there will be no justice to be found in this particular situation. Plus, it's over. I can't go back and vote, even if later on they say, oh, you were right, you should have been able to vote. I can't go back and vote. So I was completely blocked from access. And then there's more, because I thought that was all it was. I thought it was just because they felt as though I shouldn't be able to vote, so they denied me. Well, Sam from ObscuredTruth.com went down there later on, and he interviewed the same woman that had denied me access to vote. She said that one of the other reasons that I was denied access, and I asked her about this later when I went back there, is that because I wrote all rights reserved on the voter's form. She said that was a modification of the voter's form, and that was not allowed. But I've filled out those forms before with all rights reserved written on them. And in point of fact, one time I actually crossed an entire line out on the voter's registration form. And she claimed that that was okay because they ended up taking that line out of the form. So it was just, I mean, they just make it up as they go along, and they contradict themselves. And so because I wrote all rights reserved, and I told her, that's not a modification of your form, that's my signature. That's how I sign government forms, all rights reserved beneath that signature. Didn't convince her, didn't sway her, I wasn't allowed to vote today. So apparently you don't have a right to vote if the bureaucrats that are running the voting registration area decide they don't want you to. Figured I'd share that with you. Very interesting.
Surprising.
Yeah. Exactly. I was actually surprised. I mean, the government can't do much these days that actually surprises me. But in this case, I was. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this one day after the freedom of the press was denied in a courtroom, which the video is up at freekeen.com. It runs about 21 minutes in length, and it's uncut. It's an unedited video of what happened yesterday, and it's just absolutely outrageous. They're preventing members of the public from accessing a public courtroom. The courtroom itself says on the door that it's a public courtroom. Yet there are sheriff's deputies standing inside the double doors, holding them closed, preventing people from going in. We called the cops. Now, this is not on the footage because we were on my phone at the time when we were calling the cops, but Sam has footage of this. We called the police, and we explained to them that people were being prevented from entering this room, that these men in brown uniforms had assaulted Sam and assaulted his camera, and they refused to do anything about it. They refused to even send somebody down to investigate it because they said they don't have jurisdiction over the sheriff. So apparently a sheriff can go around and murder people and attack people.
It might be at the sheriff's office.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiANet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including the chat room. You can go there any old time. The best time is during the live program. chat.freetalklive.com. Again, chat.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. It is an exciting movement. I'm so glad to be a part of it, and it just keeps getting better as more people come on up here. Again, freestateproject.org. Now then, people flip the clocks back over the weekend. And, Mark, you've got a related story.
Yeah, this is from the Independent Institute, and it's entitled The Health Hazards of Daylight Savings Time. Daylight savings time was touted as an energy conservation measure, but a study of Indiana before 2006, when the Hoosier state had three different time regimes, showed no difference in energy consumption attributable to semi-annual ritual of changing the clocks. Moreover, a study published last year in the New England Journal of Medicine reported that daylight savings time may be hazardous to your health. Many people experience the sudden time change in the form of grogginess or declining productivity at work. But for a small fraction of the population, extremely sensitive to disruptions of the body's circadian rhythms, the annual change in the body's physical, chemical, and electrical, hormonal, and immunological environment is as serious as a heart attack.
Wow.
Literally. When a small elevated risk of heart attack per person is multiplied by 1.5 billion people worldwide exposed to that risk, you realize that many men and women suffer debilitating heart attacks and death every time we spring forward and fall back.
That's crazy.
Writes the Independent Institute Senior Fellow William F. Shughart II.
So number one, it doesn't do jack to save energy, which was the big excuse for it in the first place. Number two, it kills people.
Yeah. Adding to the bill, some students of daylight savings time suggest that accidents involving pedestrians spike immediately after the return to standard time as well, because drivers have not yet adjusted to commuting home in the dark twice a year.
Wow.
Ritual time change actually kills. So
I've noticed that. I was noticing on Monday that there were a lot of people, including myself, who didn't turn on our headlights because I'm not used to turning on my headlights when I leave work and. Mm. It's not usually a little bit after sunset when I get out of work, and now it is.
So let's assume that the politicians were doing the right thing and hoping to ration energy or whatever, then that's fine. But what if now that we know that isn't true, the science proves otherwise? Maybe it's just that the politicians consider themselves to be so important that they can control time.
That could be it.
They're like little Roman gods.
Well, but you do have the added factor of. It's the way things have been for quite some time, so...
But it stinks! It's still a sudden change, even though we've been having the sudden change twice a year, every year, since you and I can remember. But I still find it a shocking, sudden change that's a pain in my butt. Resetting all those darn clocks...
Have you addressed
driving to work in the dark?
The argument that is made, and this is the only argument I commonly hear in favor of falling back in the fall, is that the children would have to stand in the dark for the school bus.
In the morning?
Yes.
To stop sitting the children to school so gosh darn early.
And or whatever?
Eventually, later on in the year, it keeps getting darker, so they essentially are in the dark by December anyway,
yeah.
Even though it's, you know, the daylight is front-loaded in the day. You're essentially still standing out there in the dusk anyway.
Can't tell you how much I enjoyed driving to work in the dark, too. It's crazy.
Who cares about the kids standing at the school bus stop in the dark? Does that increase their likelihood of something awful happening?
If they're actually standing at a school bus stop and not in the middle of the road, I never understood the argument.
Well,
it's not that difficult to miss a school bus stop.
If they're standing at a public school bus stop, the likelihood of something bad happening to them is very, very high. They're going to get on the bus and go to that public school.
Or they might get into a fight with one of the other kids, the other brats at the school, but it seems very unlikely that if you've got more than one kid standing at a school bus stop, that somebody's going to come up and offer them some candy and abduct them.
When I was a kid, the school bus stop was your front yard. They actually stopped at every house.
Wow, I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, when you're out in a rural community,
when I was in a rural community.
Yeah, you're not going to walk a mile to the bus stop because there might only be a few kids within a 1 mile radius of a particular bus stop, so they just stop at every house.
So, is there more, Mark?
That's it. That's the story.
What will it take? What will it take to actually end daylight savings time? That's a federal change, right? I mean,
literally an act of Congress. And the reason that they say that an act of Congress is because it's so gosh darn difficult to get an act of Congress done.
Well, I believe I was reading an article about this on Free Minds Radio on Sunday. Arizona doesn't change.
That's correct.
They just switch time zones, essentially.
They're on the fringe, so they're able to do that. As did Indiana at one point, now they decide to change.
So what you're saying is that New Hampshire or whatever state you're in technically could
break
away.
Indiana used to do it. Yeah, sure. The feds aren't going to crack down on a state for not doing, they don't.
They're going to roll in tanks.
Hawaii doesn't do it either. They're kind of sort of a state.
They've got their own Hawaii standard time, don't they, or something like that?
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, they don't switch it, though.
Oh, I see. They don't do the daylight savings.
No, because it doesn't make sense.
Well,
a stupid idea to switch the clocks back and forth.
What a pain it is.
Yeah.
What an incredible pain it is.
It's just unnecessary. It's just...
That's legislation I could get behind.
I tell you what. That having to change the clock on everything that doesn't automatically reset is just an incredible pain in the butt. Because there's so many clocks in your life. You don't even realize. I just don't change the one in my car. I just do the math.
And if you don't get the memo about, hey, remember to change the clocks... Oftentimes, you'll wake up one day and
you'll be late.
You'll be an hour off.
Or early.
And that has happened to me.
It's awful. And maybe it will change someday. But then again, of course, if you break away from it, then if you're the only geographical area within the time zone that is breaking away, that makes
making
phone calls.
It certainly makes for some difficulties,
different.
Absolutely.
If New Hampshire, for instance, didn't do it, then we'd essentially be in the Atlantic time zone. Because we'd be an hour ahead in the fall when everyone else on the East Coast falls back, you know. So, I don't know how odd it would be. But if you went to say Massachusetts or Vermont, then you'd have to compensate for the time change.
Right. So instead of a bunch, everybody in the state having to scramble to change all their clocks, then the few people that have to, the few times that they have to deal with people outside of the state or the people that drive to work, then those few people would have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few in this particular instance, especially since the needs of the many basically is you can argue status quo on both sides, but I think that the status quo is not changing clocks. It's just a dumb ritual.
When's the last time this was proposed at a federal level? Has this been proposed, and how often has it been proposed? I'm just curious.
I got no idea.
I'm not sure if it's ever been seriously proposed. I mean, I know some states in the past didn't do it. I know Indiana, but Indiana was odd.
They just changed recently too. Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, Indiana was odd because, as I recall, there were some parts of Indiana that did change and some that didn't.
Correct.
At one point, and some parts of Indiana were on Eastern time and some on Central time.
Some are still on Central time. From what I understand.
So, from what I recall, there were essentially three time changes in effect, and it could get, and it was from municipality to municipality in some cases, so it got rather confusing.
Wow.
And to some extent, it does make sense to have a standard method for keeping time within, you know, within an
area.
But
changing that time on a biannual basis, is that twice a year or every 2 years? But semiannual basis is ludicrous. That's the part that I'm disputing. Let's stop it on a national level. However, if the only thing I can get is a state level, I'll take it.
Oh, I certainly will too. I hate the switch.
I all day long deal with time zones. I make telephone calls for a living, and I know what's in Arizona and California and the mountain states. I can figure that out. Let everybody else figure it out. I mean, the people that live and work in New Hampshire wouldn't have to deal with the time change.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, what is that, Mark?
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of collecting on these unpaid accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiency and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Now, we were just talking about daylight savings time and how it's actually dangerous to some people's health, in that it can, the change to one's circadian rhythms can induce heart attacks.
Heart attacks go up and around that time, as do, you know, the claim is, as do pedestrian accidents, because people aren't used to putting their lights on. Stuff.
And for the rest of us that luckily are not affected in those ways, it's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Having to change the stove clock,
really
the alarm clock, and the, you know, whatever other clocks you need to
change. The car clock.
The car one,
it's
yeah.
It's never the same for cars. I'm sure out there somewhere there's an easy car clock to change. However, I rarely have owned that particular vehicle.
I have owned cars where I just have never been able to figure out. Older ones that don't have any kind of owner's manual, couldn't figure out how to set them.
So
mine is fairly easy. Yeah, yeah. Eventually, you just figure out what the difference is from the actual time.
It's just easier.
So we were talking about how some state governments have actually kind of broken away or have always been broken away from the daylight savings time regime. And so clearly it's possible to do. I think it's a fine idea. And maybe it can be one of the issues behind secession, a secession movement. The LouRockwell.com has another story about this. And we're starting to just see more and more discussion, I think, certainly within our movement, and I hope outside of it, of the idea of secession. Indeed, Russell Longcore at LouRockwell.com says that not so long ago, secession was a taboo subject for discussion in polite society. It was almost un-American to thoughtfully consider leaving leaving the Union for any reason at all. Everyone thought that Lincoln's War had settled that issue. And indeed, if you ever bring up secession, it's very likely that someone will bring right up the Civil War and say, well, you can't do that. They'll roll in tanks. But today's America is a seething cauldron of resentment toward Washington, D.C. and the mobocracy looter minions that populate the District of Columbia and its suburbs. If you watch any news service for 7 days, you'll learn that the dollar is weak and growing weaker. You'll learn that the other nations are preparing to disconnect from the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and you'll learn that America's in big trouble at home and around the world. Over half of the American states have passed legislative resolutions exerting their rights under the 10th Amendment. That's nice and symbolic and somewhat unusual for slaves to stand up to the plantation owner, but it's not really necessary. So when is the best time to actually pull the trigger and secede from the United States? Well, Longacre says that he believes that states should be making concrete plans right now for secession. States already have intricate plans in place in case of natural disasters and such. Should not a state have a plan in place in case of political disaster? The United States federal government is a dying monster, but it still possesses political might, military might, and potency.
Sure, they can still print money in order to pay the paychecks of the people that will use guns in order to, enforce their will in whatever manner it seems that they want.
Indeed, dying monsters quite often thrash about and injure those that are too nearby. So at this point in time, while Washington still appears as viable, state secession would not seem to be a wise move. After all, why would a state willingly take the chance of incurring the wrath of Washington? It'd be like the Tolkien movie Return of the King, when the good guys presented themselves at the Black Gate to divert the gaze of Sauron's all-seeing eye. Washington might turn its fury on a seceding state to make an example of it, in order to discourage any other state from trying secession.
Doesn't seem very likely to me.
Personally, I don't have that paranoid belief, but I understand why people do. I mean, the Civil War did happen,
yes.
And Washington is a violent place full of criminal elements.
I'd like to point out, and the first thing that should be said in any Civil War discussion is that the South, although perhaps they were provoked, was itching for a fight. South mm-hmm. Carolina wanted a fight, had tried to secede previously, decades previously, and they wanted a fight. They're like, those darn people out there at Fort Sumter, don't they know that we're seceding? Get out of here! Leave! And they wouldn't just let them go on their own. I mean, what's the big deal in some Yankees fortifying the Fort Sumter out there in the bay? But they just had to go ahead and fire on the fort. They wanted a war. They got a war.
Of course, when you say they, you mean the people that fired and the people that were agitating. I'm sure there were some people that would have rather stayed out of it.
And South Carolina militia seemed to want a war.
Yeah. Washington worked.
Enough people in South Carolina wanted a war.
Washington is working 24/7 to produce substantive changes in America's governance and culture, and at some point, some states might decide that enough is enough. But Longacre says he believes it will take an event that happens outside of Washington to bring about Washington's collapse. The most likely event is the worldwide rejection of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, and the worldwide use of any other currency as a reserve. Even the change of the dollar as the currency of choice of any major petroleum bourse, I don't know what that is, bourse. Bourse is a commodities exchange in oil, petroleum, and natural gas, will spell disaster for the dollar. Iran has already formed an oil bourse which uses the euro, the Iranian rial, or rial, and a basket of other currencies as the settlement currency for petro transactions. Its first day of trading was Monday, October 26th of this year. On the free trade zone Iranian island of Kish, Iran, having the world's second largest gas reserves and third largest oil reserves, is trying to play a more active role in oil and petrochemical transactions in international markets. Between the rejection of the dollar worldwide and the sell-off of the U.S. government securities by nations like China, combined with runaway money printing by Washington, I've seen numbers that say they've doubled the money supply within the last few years, and the hyperinflation that must inevitably follow, the dollar has nowhere to go but down. And that's where it's been going, by the way, for the last several decades. And precipitously. The value of the dollar will tumble against other currencies very soon. It will happen as other nations scramble to get rid of American currency and securities holdings and protect the very survival of their own nations. Washington has been passing bad checks for too long, and the other countries are stepping to the pay window. It's at this moment in time, when the dollar freefalls, that the states will have a golden opportunity to secede. States must do what it takes to assure their own survival, and not as a slave state to Washington. But a secession alone won't solve anything. The heavy lifting just begins when a state secedes. First, there would have to be a provincial government, or provisional government, rather, installed until the formal government could be designed and brought into being as a legal entity.
Effectively, the state government is going... In the United States, essentially, each individual state government has a form of government that is essentially already structured.
Yeah.
What provisional government is he talking about?
I don't know.
Is he talking about the people coming together as a province? For instance, if New England, all the states of New England decide to secede, then all those states would send delegates and create their own New England
state? Well, that's a terrible idea. It's an awful idea.
There are members... there are issues that would likely be attended to, like... Diplomatic relations, that's something a state's not
absolutely true.
Do.
Take a look at Europe. I mean, Brussels doesn't ignore France. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff together. But our states were, in fact, to begin with, their own little countries. And they have their own governments in place right now. There's no need for extra government.
I agree completely with what you're saying.
I think that likely what they will do is they will, print their own currency and do all kinds of things like that.
And that's what he says. The next thing that must be settled is the issue of money. If the new nation adopts the very same banking environment that America has right now, the new country will be doomed to fail.
That's not true. They're not necessarily going to set up a new monetary system either. Probably not for a while anyway, because likely they would just keep using... If New Hampshire left the Union, likely we would still be using the dollar, and if there was something hyperinflationary going on...
Could shift to the euro or something.
The euro, the Canadian dollar, Swiss franc. I mean, people would probably just use whatever world currency minted, you know, created by another country... That made sense. I mean, economically made sense.
New Hampshire is attached to Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, using the Canadian dollar wouldn't be that amazing.
I'll take Canadian dollars now if you'll give me the exchange rate on them.
The United States currency is in free fall, I suspect they will be using something just like that.
He says and goes on to suggest a 100% gold-silver standard.
I'm for that.
Must prohibit by law fractional reserve banking. Both government monopoly on, I don't know about creating prohibitions on such things. I think that each bank should be able to set their own policy and let the market decide.
Well, if you outlaw fractional reserve banking, you're essentially going to, if you do it all of a sudden, you're probably also going to crash the economy because the way the economy functions currently, the banking system functions on the idea of not having 100% reserves. So...
He says
that would create problems.
Timing is everything. If states secede at the time that Washington is drowning in worldwide debt and the financial markets worldwide cause the collapse of the dollar, Washington may be powerless to stop secession. I mean, after all, are the military members going to want to work for the paychecks when their hyperinflation is hitting?
Yeah. Remember the Weimar Germany stories where you had to take the wheelbarrow full of cash to the store by noon, otherwise if you waited until the end of the day, it wouldn't be worth anything.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Still to come, your calls about anything, and this is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.